Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box, the podcast where we transform your kitchen into a culinary playground. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a topic that's cloudy in the best way possible. We're brewing hazy pale ales. Whether you're a homebrew hobbyist or dreaming of your own craft beer label, this episode will clear the fog on creating that perfect juicy brew. So grab your notepad and let's get brewing. First things first, let's talk about what makes a hazy pale ale. Well, hazy. It's not just about the look, though that turbid, milky appearance is iconic. It's about the explosion of flavors, the creamy mouthfeel, and yes, the complexity of aromas. The secret? A combination of specific grains, hops, and yeast. These elements are fundamental in achieving the juicy, fruit-forward profile we love in hazy pale ales. Now, on to the exciting part, gathering your ingredients. For our hazy pale ale, you'll need some two-row pale malt, flaked oats, and wheat malt. These grains will give us that silky mouthfeel. As for hops, think juicy and aromatic. Citra, Mosaic, and Amarillo are your go-tos for that tropical punch. Lastly, a good American ale yeast like Weiss 1056 or Safal US05 will help ferment this beauty into something spectacular. Ready for some brewing magic? Let's start with mashing. Heat your water to about 152 degrees Fahrenheit, add your grains, and let them mingle there for about 60 minutes. This process will extract those sweet, sweet, sweet sugars needed for fermentation. Next up, boiling. This is where we add our hops. Remember, timing is key. Early additions are for bitterness, but for that hazy, juicy character, focus on late additions. Think of it as layering flavors and aromas into your brew. After the boil, it's cooling time, then pitch your yeast. Here's a pro tip. Opt for a yeast strain known for low flocculation. This will help maintain that desired haziness as it ferments. After about 2 weeks of fermentation, you're almost ready to taste your creation. But first, how should we store it? If you're kegging, you'll find that it's great for keeping your IPA fresh and sharing easily. Bottling is a fantastic option too, especially for that satisfying pop when you open your own brew. Now, pour yourself a glass, chill it just right, and enjoy the fruits of your labor. There's something truly rewarding about sipping a beer you brewed yourself, especially one as good as a hazy pale ale. That's all for today's episode on brewing hazy pale ales. I hope you feel inspired to try this recipe at home and add your own twist. Remember, brewing is part art, part science, and entirely fun. Join us next week as we tackle another culinary challenge. Until then, keep those brews bubbly and your passion stirring. Cheers.